Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That is a fresh, fucking clean looking Canadian sensation, bearded wonder, Bubba Gump. You know, how are you, pal?
Fucking Toronto FC, dude. Golden Goose.
Toronto
Golden
FC.
Golden fucking Goose.
Golden Goose. Did they come home for us this weekend?
Dude, they were up 4-0 at half. Listen to this. It gets better. They are plus 470 money line Saturday against the New England Revolution.
Yeah, the Revs.
I already bet it.
Does anybody not know how good these two guys are? The Toronto
Oh, the Italian Stallions?
They were like top players in Serie A, dude. Like these, like this, plus 470 money line.
Hold
like
on.
Fucking. Thank you very much. Double chance is plus 150. If you don't like them to win it, take them double chance at plus money.
We're talking Toronto FC
Saturday night against the Revs in New England.
Let me see here. Let me get the fucking. You're saying take them out, right?
I mean, at plus 470, I'm taking a shot.
Let me grab my let me grab my purse here, go Toronto FC and draw, right, Bruce?
No, I'm on the double chance.
Okay.
That stash is coming in nice there, firefighter.
I don't know what I was doing. Oh, cause you texted me and Bruce about the two Italians, and I think I might have been fucking staining my deck or something, and I saw it real quick on my fucking Apple Watch and then completely forgot about it. You're telling me I missed out on money this weekend?
Yeah, you did.
Dude, I don't know. I guess Charlotte just beat Chelsea, right? So I'm guessing that's why Toronto was plus money, but still, like, come on.
What are we even doing here?
Yeah, they beat Chelsea. Everton got lost to Minnesota United.
So we got a situation in MLS happening like with Will Ferrell and when he had the two Italians playing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get the ball to the Italians.
Get the ball to the fucking Italians.
Like, I know the Revs are good, but come on, dude.
I don't care. I'm in.
Plus 470 is fucking
I'm
absurd.
In. I fucking hammered it. How'd the rest of the weekend go? How'd baseball go?
Baseball was kind of hit and miss. I think it was 4-3 Saturday, 3-3 yesterday. I'm just going to – I'll keep fucking giving them out on Sunday. It hasn't been – Sundays haven't been as bad this year, let's say.
We'll talk about them when we get there, but your boy's going to be all right or what?
No.
No.
And you know what? It's at a point now.
Sell, they're going to sell.
They're going to trade Xander. Then you're going to piss off Devers. So you're going to go from a team who had Mookie Betts, Xander, Rafael Devers all come through. This is my biggest thing, dude, and I know whatever. If you're not going to pay your own homegrown who came through the fucking system, who will you pay? Maybe you shouldn't have bought the fucking Penguins then. Like, you own the Penguins, Liverpool, and the Red Sox, and now you're not going to pay your players? Like, what the fuck happened?
That's LeBron, man. That's LeBron. What, Mitt?
I mean, Tony.
Did you forget to hit your button before you went?
No, I mean, I had a legitimate reaction.
By the way, it's Mitt McMahon. He's here. He's here running the cameras. Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Is that an Indy 500 hoodie?
No, it's a fucking Indy Indians hoodie.
Oh, that's
my fucking
fire.
Team.
It is fucking fire. Speaking of, somebody went through a list of people that Nats have homegrown to that have gone away. Jeez, fucking Harper, Trey.
The thing, Soto. You know why I would trade for Soto? Because you don't even have to pay him. You got Soto for 2.5 more years before you have to pay him. Like, why would you trade him now?
Do baseball players hold out?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I don't know. I've never heard of
arbitration, maybe?
You do take him to arbitration.
Yeah. But I don't think you can just sit at.
Moving along. Big shout out to Tony Finau, who was the favorite, who came back to win the 3M Tony after Finau. Scott Pierce absolutely fucking shit his pants.
I'm so mad at myself for not live betting Tony Finau this weekend that I, like, my blood was boiling. I was like,
as soon as he hit that fucking backwards putter shot, was that?
Yeah, that was game over. Yeah, the
toe putt.
What do we have this week? Any idea?
It's a good question, Tony.
We have the good one, Rocket Mortgage Cam Classic.
Smith, oh hell yeah!
Fucking mixing drinks.
Yeah, he's not able to play.
I love that man.
Yeah, dude. he's a
mixing
weapon.
Mixing them up in that video, I was dying.
Yeah, we got the Rocket Mortgage. It's not the best field again.
Bison DeChambeau Invitational, the Rocket Mortgage.
No, I don't think he's playing in this one.
No, obviously not.
No, it's Cantlay's the favorite, and then Finau bills out horses in it, and then it's drops off a little bit. But that's all right. Hey, we'll give you out the winners. We'll do our best. TBT, we got TBT today?
Yeah, we do have some
any
TBT.
Any live horses today?
Live horses. So last week we got a little loose. We're betting live horses. I was just parlaying everything I saw on FanDuel together. So I'm coming in this week, record, clean slate, 0-0, and I'm keeping it simple. I do like the Aftershocks tonight, -6.5, though.
Oh, we're jumping right into it. TBT, Aftershocks, minus what?
-6.5, TBT, okay. Aftershocks.
Who do they have?
They have Bleed Green.
They're playing Bleed Green, or
yeah,
is that the Marshall team, or
yeah, I think it could be the Thunder and Herd or Green Wave. Is that what they call themselves?
You mean Tulane?
By the way, I've been doing my college football research. Get ready.
Tulane might surprise people this year.
Wow,
we'll do that later on though.
Like
not
Troy,
today. Not today. I'm good not ready program. Yet. Not ready yet today. But you're taking who? Aftershock, Shockwave.
Aftershocks -6.5.
Bleed Green is a North Texas alumni.
Good to know.
Home of Mean Joe Green, actually.
Hell yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah, and Tony, who would I be if I did not bet this today? The nerd team is playing at Blue Collar U in the TBT here.
Their name is the nerd team.
Yeah, they're the nerd team.
Nerd team is what it's called. They're playing at Blue Collar U. I'm going with Blue Collar U -5.5. We got the boys fucking working their ass off down there.
That sounds like a name game. Did the name game work out for us last week?
It did.
I think so.
Who was the name game last time? Do we remember?
It was the Aftershocks.
It was the Aftershocks. Oh, it was like,
we are D3.
And it did work out?
Yeah,
I think it did.
We are D3 got blown out.
So we're doing name game again, which the nerd
team. Blue Collar U. Yeah. The nerd.
Is the nerd team Ivy League?
I don't care, dude. I got my money on the blue collar.
You guys are supposed to be experts
there.
On this. You guys are supposed to be.
I'm not shooting off my hip, Tony. Come on.
The nerd team is a second year TBT entrant. Includes players from some of the top academic institutions who value the academic rigor
excelling.
These kids stink, dude.
All right, so they're from Yale,
Harvard,
Stony Brook, Harvard. Fucking Brown, Notre Dame.
Cornell, ever heard
Fairfield.
Of it?
Fairfield. And Connor go to Fairfield.
Yeah, I don't know how Fairfield sneaking in.
Okay, let me look
Can
up.
Can we look up Blue Collar?
Blue Collar right now. Right. Okay. I'm not just going to handicap this game and not look at the other.
Yeah, these guys better be from like some just Midwest states in general.
Blue Collar use. University of Buffalo alumni.
Oh, wagon.
Fuck.
Which, no, don't fuck.
University of Buffalo.
Buffalo has made a couple of runs here in the.
What was the spread on this?
5.5.
Who's the dog?
The nerds.
Put me down for the nerds.
No. I'm all in on fucking Buffalo. They made a couple runs in the tournament recently.
Yeah, no, they're a great college program. I like them there as well.
If I remember, they could shoot the fucking three, too.
Yeah. Hey, both the TBT favorites. What could go wrong?
Excuse me, what?
We're on both the favorites.
Yeah.
Except for Gump is on
put
the nerds.
In a money line parlay.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe I will.
Why not?
Maybe I will.
I mean, the two-team parlay that I actually ended up throwing was the Blue Collars -5.5 in the aftershocks, -6.5. That's +258 there.
Sounds like a hype boy parlay, too, if I've ever heard one.
If we're picking teams off of names, we're betting the TBT. Yeah, it's pretty hype, dude.
Today, we will also do a full MLB rundown, and we start the NFC East with the Dallas Cowboys today, which will be exciting. Before we get to baseball and – oh, wait, shout out. I assume the MMA boost hit. Congrats to all of us.
Yep.
Patty the Batty, dude.
Patty the Batty.
What about the other one? Macklemore and Taylor to win.
I think it went 1-1.
So
nah,
it did. So
nah, it's 2-0. They still haven't missed.
Bruce must never be new to the show. MMA boost.
I thought it had the guy who tore his ACL.
No, we won.
My bad.
No, hey.
Bruce. My bad.
Bruce.
I faded that boost and lost.
Never lost. The UFC boost has never lost in the history of time.
I'm going to hit this button so the fans can't hear, or the listeners can't hear. If the MMA boost loses, don't. It won, okay?
First.
All right, I got you. First.
Thank you. MMA boost is 2-0 this weekend, right, Bruce?
Yeah. Thank you. 2-0. Easily.
It's never lost.
Easily.
Okay.
Patty the Batty.
Patty the Batty.
Teabagged him, lad.
Okay. Dude, that was so disrespectful.
No, you like dapped him up after, showed him.
Yeah, yeah,
I know, sure. But still, just squat on a man after you choked.
Yeah, he tried to. It's a little hard when he's not sleeping.
Yeah, it would have been better if he was unconscious.
Okay, baseball, NFC East. Before we get there, though, any WNBA tonight, Mitt, that we're looking at or how we feel good about?
Tonight's an off night, actually. There are no games.
Hold on, that's weird, because right before the show, you said, fuck yeah, there's WNBA tonight.
Yeah, because I thought there was. And then I looked.
There's them out live.
There's no secrets here. Except for if the MMA boost loses and does win, okay?
Time to have a sip of water, man.
All right, let's jump into we're going to close out every show. In case you missed last week, we started with the AFC East. We did, obviously, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets. This week is the NFC East. Every team will be reporting for camp tomorrow if they're not already there. By the way, get your unders in now. If you guys were listening to the show last year, what was it, 10-0, 11-0 unders first week one of preseason?
Remember?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the books have caught up to that yet, and I'm not sure it'll go 11-0, but maybe a nice, like, eight-way fucking round robin for preseason
or
week
a
one.
Or tease. Do a tease up.
Tease it. Fucking any way you want to do it. I'm sure the books have caught on, but who knows? Not a lot of scoring week one of NFL preseason. We did AFC East last week, we'll do NFC East this week. Tell you what, I was looking at the division. It's a fun division to talk about. We'll do that at the end of each show leading up to NFL season. So we'll get to that later. But before we do that, we will do MLB. Pretty full slate today.
For a Monday, yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? I wonder if that has to do with All-Star.
Before I fucking passed out last night, I looked at it. I know not sports orientated. That curse of the Von Dutch doc.
Okay. You mean like,
unbelievable.
Like the clothing line?
Yeah.
Is it like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? What's going on?
Dude, watch it. It's 3 or 4 parts. It's on Amazon. It is like, fucked.
Like
awesome.
People that wear it?
So
or?
Like, yeah, if you wear it, you're cursed?
No, it's like the story of the company.
Okay.
And what happened and where it came from. It is insane.
I'll give it a, maybe I'll give it a peek.
I think it's on Hulu and Amazon.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Miami, the Marlins. They just got done with the series with Buccos. They are at Cincy. Trevor Rogers is on the mound against Nick Lodolo. How do you feel? You doing anything with this one?
Nah, I'm out on this one. I thought about the Reds for a minute, but Lodolo.
They're the favorite.
Yeah, I'm good on this one. Yeah. It's a mess.
Neither pitcher is very impressive. They both have ERAs in the fives. Neither team hits great either. So I will also be staying away from this one. The Reds are the favorite. Reds are the favorite in that one. We go to Philadelphia, where the Braves and Max Fried go against Ranger Suarez. Line here is Braves minus 180 on the road. I'm going to take, I don't love doing this, Braves full game run line.
Yes.
Freed is very good. Okay, Freed's pretty good. Atlanta is much better against lefties and has the better bullpen, so that's why I'm going full game. Suarez is actually worse at home. I think his ERA at home is in the fives or six, while Freed is like a 2.5 or something like that. I'll go with Atlanta here, minus the 1.5 full game.
Yeah, I'm on Braves first five, minus a half. Got to do it.
Have to.
Nice. Phillies were just getting ragdolled around Citizens Bank this weekend, huh?
Who was?
Phillies by the Cubs.
Yeah, and fucking. Yeah,
that was a
it's fuck, like sad times down there.
They are not in a good mood either in that clubhouse.
No, you can tell.
They are on a 3-7 run.
Hate to see it.
Not good for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Next one, we are going with Tampa at Baltimore. Kluber goes against Austin Voth. Kluber's actually been pitching pretty well.
Yeah, he has been. He's been healthy for fucking the whole year, too, which is a first in a long time.
I got him as the better pitcher here, but Baltimore's pitching better, and I don't want to. The line has moved towards the Rays. I'm staying away.
I'm taking the Rays. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Orioles coming back down to earth a little bit here. They can't be this good. Give me Rays money line first five at a decent price, my friend.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my only play on the basis tonight is the Rays.
Okay.
I like them.
The exclusive.
Like them. Yeah, the one and only, because I already put my balance on it. I like the Rays to get it right there.
Plesac is in Boston, Guardians versus the Sox, who Sox have not been great. Okay.
Bad baseball team.
Plesac has also not been great. Let's look at Pivetta's numbers as well. He's given up 7-6-7 in his last three starts after he was on quite a really, really good run. I don't know what has happened to him. Maybe the over if you want to take this ball game. I'm not taking anything.
Yeah, I'm loyal as a dog, but I need a break, my friend.
I completely understand that. Manea is going to Detroit. The Dads versus the Tigers. I don't love this one because the Tigers are actually hitting better than the Padres, but I'll take Manea versus Hutchinson, and just the Padres are just a better team here. But you got a Lemley in the half, first five, minus 124.
You're laying the half. What's it money line now?
It was quite a bit. I think that's why.
It was minus 160 this morning. Is it shot?
No, it's still minus 160. So
put me down. Money line, Dads. Come on.
168 first five. That's right on the line where I it's a little bit too much juice for me, so I'll just lay the half.
There's a six there I can play.
I understand. Brubaker of the Buccos going into Wrigley against Adrian Sampson. Both pitchers have a pretty good ERA in the threes. Not a lot separating these teams on the bats or the pitchers, so it was a toss-up for me. I'm not taking it.
Yeah, I'm out. No, thank you.
The Cubs are minus 140 favorites in that one. They've actually won four in a row, I think.
Yeah, rolling.
That's why I stayed away.
Their pitching's actually decent, too. Like, yeah. Stroman's back. He's pitching well after he came back from injury.
That's why I stayed away on that one.
Yeah.
The here's a fucking great one. The Angels are going to Kansas City. Syndergaard versus Greinke. Both have ERAs in the four. Syndergaard not good on the road. Greinke hasn't been good as of late or whatever. No, thank you.
Yeah, I thought about Greinke plus a half, but I can't do it with these teams.
Good luck with that one. What?
I like Greinke plus a half there. Why not?
You didn't take it?
No, I didn't, but I do like it. I just think it's more likely that he gets right than Thor on the road.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
That one
I gave it a long game.
That one's basically a pick 'em. Who else do we have here? Freeland goes against Ashby. That's Colorado at Milwaukee. I believe that is a...
Do they play every day?
Big
feel
line.
Like they play.
Baseball? Yeah, they play.
No, no. The Brewers and the Rockies. Feel
like Brewers are $2 favorites. Ashby has been much better than the Rockies. I wasn't laying a half, though, I don't think, for this one.
Yeah, I'm good.
You good on that one?
Yeah.
Odorizzi. I forgot Odorizzi was back.
Pitching well, too.
Yeah, and he goes against Adam Aller, who don't get Adam Aller confused. He is an 8.56 ERA. Hasn't been pitching great, shockingly. I didn't want to lay the what do we have to lay here? 240 with it, though.
I'll lay the half. Fuck it. Give me the Strohs, Odorizzi.
Yeah,
it's probably the safe pick there.
If I was making a parlay, the Astros minus one and a half probably be in
there.
Jacob Yunis is going versus Tyler Gilbert. That's the Giants at Arizona. I will be taking the Giants first five -140. Yunis has a 1.71 away ERA. Tyler Gilbert has a 6.76 expected, and the Giants very good against lefties. So
nice price.
I thought it was a little short for the Giants, so I took
Giants money line for sure.
Glenn Otto goes against Flexen Day. So my only worry here is Texas has been hitting a little better against righties, but Flexen's been pretty hot as of late, and Glenn Otto has not been good. So I will take the Mariners first five -130.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
You on flexing? You're on flexing.
Hell yeah.
Last game of the night is Nats at Dodgers. Paulo Espino versus the undefeated Tony Gonsolin. Is he still undefeated?
And just not in all-star games.
And yeah, just not in all-star games. And the price is, I think it's $3.
Surprised it's not $4.
Excuse me, what?
I'm surprised it's not $4.
Yeah, it's -$3, so I'll be staying away.
Yeah, I'm good.
No thank you on that one. All right, that's baseball. I got Braves full game run line, Padres first five -0.5, Giants first five -140, and the Mariners first five -130.
All first five, Rays money line, Braves -0.5, Dad's money line, Giants money line, Strohs -0.5, Flexen Day money line.
Okay, and you're on your one pick is the Rays.
I'm on the Rays, and if the Rays win quickly, I will probably be on the Giants as well.
I love when you go if this then this bet.
Just the Rays. I'm tightening down the ship. We got to start. We got to start counting the beans a little bit more.
Are you saving them for football season?
Well, I was driving around on Sunday thinking, man, I'm losing way too much too fast.
I did. Football season
around the corner. I'm leaking oil.
Yeah.
Did receive a LA Galaxy -? yesterday.
Yeah.
The bases have not.
They came through. Otherwise, I'd be deposit boy today. And you can't be deposit. You can't be deposit boy on a Monday. You just can't be living with it.
Every Monday.
Oh, it's the worst.
You got no unit control.
I get a little loosey goosey.
You do get a little loosey goosey.
I play a little fast. You hit a big parlay, you start thinking, hey, I can just do
especially
that.
Especially you get a couple espresso martinis in you, and those units fucking get real high real quick.
Yep. Yeah. Responsibly.
All right. we are now continuing our NFL preview with the NFC East. Before we start this week, we do need to put this out here, a little disclaimer. Bruce is a Giants fan.
I am checking my bias. I will be proceeding without bias.
Mitt is a Cowboys fan.
I have never checked my bias one time. I will be proceeding with these shit ton of bias.
No, he has not.
Don't say.
All right, let's start with Mitt's Cowboys. +125 to win the division. +1,800 to win the Super Bowl. +850 to win the NFC. Their over-under is 10.5. They are -260 to make the playoffs. Last season, they were 12-5.
Wow.
Nice little season for the boys. Now, they have lost Amari Cooper. Pretty good. Cedric Wilson, Lyle Collins, Connor Williams. That's two offensive linemen right there. Yep. Randy Gregory, who, if you guys remember, was going to sign with the Cowboys.
Snip, snap, and then snip, fucking snap.
Snip, snap, snip, snap. Keanu Neal, who, it is what it is. And then they added, to replace Amari Cooper and Cedric Wilson, they added James Washington, who I think has a, obviously I could say this because he was a Steeler for a long time. I think he's got good potential. He'll make a play here and there. And they also added Dante Fowler, and then they drafted Tyler Smith, who's a tackle from Tulsa, I believe.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They got worse.
And Gallup is coming off of an injury.
An Achilles tear, right?
Yeah.
I am in agreement with Bruce here that I think they got worse this offseason.
Isn't Dalton Schultz kind of holding out?
He is, but he'll play on the franchise. He's playing.
He's signed. Well, he hasn't, actually, I don't he know if he's signed. Signed his tag.
He's going to play.
He hasn't signed his franchise.
He's going to. I don't think Dalton Schultz is holding out this.
I don't know. Maybe, though.
It's not what I do think that they potentially did get worse.
They definitely got worse.
I mean, yeah, okay, you got worse from 10-6 ATS, best record in the league. Like, yeah, you got worse from that. Okay, well, maybe we got a little better play calling by my big old Mike. Maybe
you think so?
Maybe he looks
clock
just
management's
like
going to get better.
Kellen Moore just fucking handle everything with offense and just don't really get involved here, and then we won't have that problem at the end of the year with Dak fucking running 45 yards, sliding to the ground,
I forgot
and the
clock fucking going down.
Yeah, so coming back from that this year, it's huge bounce back year for Dak, huge bounce back year for Zeke, actually.
Zeke looks good.
My favorite bet of the Cowboys, and this is actually legitimate, is Zeke over rushing yards, 850.5. Zeke has had one season, or actually, he's had two seasons where he's been under 1,000. They've both been at plus 900. He had a season where he had 10 fucking games, and he still had 900 yards.
Good research, Mitt. Hey, fucking good research, Mitt. I like Zeke. He looks healthy in those videos.
I love Zeke. I'd like to see him have a big year.
And he's a fucking grinder. They give him the ball a shit ton. Tony Pollard is going to be in the slot. Tony Pollard's going to be coming in the slot a lot this year from what I've been reading and really thinking about it, like, he's going to have to be their wide receiver 4 as well as the RB2, so let's go Tony Pollard. But I think Zeke's going to get more carries, and really I think they're just going to give Tony Pollard, like, the end rounds and shit like that, like the Deebo Samuel-type plays.
Powell, what do you think?
I think somebody else wins this division.
I agree. Well, little fun fact about the NFC East: it's been like 17 or 18 years where.
I got a fucking back-to-back.
I don't know what it is. Something in my head is telling me the fucking Commanders are gonna pull this off.
I'm excited. I was looking at this. I haven't. So if you're here, we'll go Cowboys today. We will go.
Is Chase Young back?
Giants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Giants tomorrow.
Yeah, ACL. He's fine.
Philly on Wednesday, Commanders on Thursday, and then we'll do like our overall picks on Friday. I don't know who I'm picking, but
what's the Cowboys win total?
10.5.
Yeah, dude, I mean, yeah, they could easily get that, but that's so high.
Here's
I'm
the schedule.
Not even about it.
Here's a schedule breakdown.
There we go. Kay? This is what we live for. Break it down.
Giants, Commanders, Eagles. Let's hypothetically say they split with all three. Not saying they will. They'll probably go 2-0 against one. Or let's just say they get 3 wins in the division. Okay?
They'll win twice.
Let's go 4.
Probably. They'll probably. We'll go. You want to go 4?
Go 4.
We'll go 4 there. Okay? And then they will hypothetically beat the Lions, the Bears, Houston, and the Jags.
That's 8.
That's 8. They got to get 3 more. So that means they got to go 3-4 against Tampa, Cincy, the Rams, Green Bay.
Wow.
They could lose all of those. And then they're at Minnesota. Who knows?
Yeah.
They're at Tennessee. Who knows? And they're home against the Colts.
I mean, that's the that sounds like seemingly the easiest schedule you could possibly put out there. So, like, God, if you can't get 11 fucking wins and make the playoffs with that, then you definitely just don't deserve to be in the
I think
dance.
I'm going
to
take the under.
Yeah, I think I'm on the under there, too. It's a tough gauntlet that you laid out at the end there.
Dude, that fucking –
those games aren't all back-to-back-to-back, though.
No, they're not. That was just
– I don't think that's an easy schedule by any means. But, like, you have to – but hypothetically, they could beat the Commanders twice. If you believe in the Cowboys, you would think they beat the Commanders twice and the Giants twice and get at least one against the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Which would be 5 wins.
Yeah.
So then they would have to go 2-5 against those other teams.
I mean, fuck. Now that we're like really looking at it, I can see them easily getting this. I'm betting the over 10.5. I'm not a chance. I already have my Super Bowl ticket for them. But no, they actually are good at home. I think the Bengals and the Rams are both going to have drop off years. Usually happens with a Super Bowl year. The Bengals, for sure, I think are going to have a drop off year. Like they played their defense specifically played out of their mind in the postseason. So like, I don't know. I just
the under 10.5 is juiced -130. Here's my worry. Here's my worry with the Dallas Cowboys. That you did lose two starting offensive linemen.
Yep.
Which are, even though you have Zach Martin and Tyron Smith still, so like they're still really good. And then so before you had CeeDee, you had Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup was a really, really good three. Now you have CeeDee, Gallup off an injury, which is a little worrisome, and then James Washington. The weapons are not as good as they were for Dak the last few years. Neither is the O-line.
And has the defense gotten better or just older?
They did not really fix the defensive end.
You have DeMarcus Lawrence, okay? And then you got Parsons.
Van Der Esch.
And you got Trayvon Diggs. You got guys.
Van Der Esch doesn't even play as much as you think, bro. Like their defense is
Micah, obviously.
I mean, is Malik Hooker a good safety yet, Mitt?
I mean, he always says that talent. Does he try hard yet? I don't know.
Hey, you got Diggs, interceptions, and busted coverage.
I think it might be
okay, not busted coverage.
I think I lean the under 10.5 here.
Yep.
I mean,
I think it's the most vulnerable division favorite by a lot are the Dallas Cowboys. What does Mike McCarthy do if Kellen Moore is calling plays and he's a terrible clock manager?
Can Dak play better than he did last year?
No. Starting the season especially, there is no fucking way that he can do that again. Like, the way he started last year was one of the most impressive, and it was the happiest I've ever been as a Cowboys fan. I actually thought we were going to win the Super Bowl last year. I was like, oh, shit, this is going to happen.
Your first year, right?
Yeah.
No, actually, I used to watch games with my dad when we'd have to be in my dad was at Utah State, and he'd make me watch Tony Romo lose in the playoffs and Brett Favre every year. I was like, all right.
Cowboys are 2.5-point pups at home week one. Checks out because, what, they were 6.5-point dogs open
against
the Bucs in Tampa last year.
See, I like the Cowboys in that game, actually.
+2 and a hook. You're going to wait for it to get to 3? Because it will get to 3.
Yeah, you should probably.
Oh, it'll be at 4 by game time for sure.
Well, last year, remember, it went from 6.5 to like 9.
Yeah.
I'm down on the Bucs.
No, what do you mean? Russell Gage is going to be Godwin. That's what everybody's saying.
Godwin's not back for the season.
Yeah, no, he's not. But Russell Gage, people are talking about
very good for them.
Yeah, people are talking about Russell Gage like he's about to be.
I think Rojo's going to eat for the Chiefs too, man. He never got the ball with Tampa. It made no sense. Yeah. He was so good for them,
and it's just great to spell Clyde too, so he doesn't get injured.
One of the Williams is still there. Darrell Williams, one of them.
Yeah.
And then week two, the Cowboys against Mitts. Down Bengals are 2.5-point favorites at home against the Bengals.
Again?
Bengals getting no respect.
What?
You heard them.
They're not favored in their own division.
The Bengals are just said either favored by 2.5 in Dallas.
No. 2.5-point dogs in Dallas.
So it's flipped. It's flipped from what you're thinking.
Cowboys are 2.5-point favorites in Dallas.
Oh, against the Bengals.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's just saying it's a pick 'em, right? If it was in six, you'd go and a half the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Bengals get to 3. That's an auto take for me, probably.
I like the 2.5. I really do like it, especially. I don't know who the Bengals play week one. So
Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers. See, like, I kind of like the Steelers money line on that too. So I think that I think if you're gonna
Steelers
bet that,
always hot out the gate when they beat the Bills in Buffalo last year week one.
What a good feeling that was. What a good 6.5 was also the line in that game.
Yeah.
So feels like me and Bruce are down on the boys.
Yeah. Doesn't that playoff loss just feel like the kind of thing that makes an organization fall apart at the seams?
I mean,
maybe. You got to give this, though.
I don't know, man. It's like Should he have even got to where he was, though?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone's like, oh, he ran out of time. Well. Motherfucker ran 40-yard dash to get there. Like,
Dak is healthy, though, given that. It's the first time he's had a healthy offseason.
Yeah,
in fair. A while.
That's the thing. If they start feeding Zeke and Zeke starts eating like he used to, like, that'll change everything.
Here, I could bring Ty in at any point, though. Mike McCarthy is not a big fan of feeding the running backs. He is a...
Well, who's calling the fucking plays?
Well...
Kellen Moore,
but who does he report to? And yeah.
Mike.
And who does he report to?
Jerry. Fucking Jerry. And Better Jerry get. Fucking paid Zeke a lot of money, so Jerry's going to make sure Zeke gets the
He paid
ball.
Dak more money.
Yeah, well he touched the ball every single fucking play.
Cowboys, that's an interesting... Cowboys is interesting this year.
Last year, it was like no one was talking about the Cowboys. It's like, oh, yeah, like everyone's kind of more focused on Dak's contract. And like it really did take away a bunch of attention from like Ooh. Super Bowl or bust. And then they actually had a really good year. So I don't even know how I feel going into
it. I did see someone in the chat, Isex. He said, I don't know what the conversation is, but he said Bucks run defense, ? It will be. The Cowboys may struggle this year against teams that have good run defenses, depending on how Gallup and James Washington can play.
Well, yeah. Gallup and James Washington are going to have to play the whole year.
No, I
know. That's the thing that I'm worried about is that Gallup or James Washington is going to get hurt.
Why wouldn't the Cowboys take a shot on Julio Jones?
Good question.
I don't. Yeah, like seriously, they don't have a fucking backup wide receiver.
Because he hasn't been. Last year was not good. The year before was not
still good. Though, if he gets hurt, you cut him. Like it's I don't get it. You're not going to pay him a bunch of money. Like, why not just sign him and have him? Unless he's turning down deals, I don't understand.
Who knows?
You can sign someone for like a lot cheaper that'll also play special teams that'll be your wide receiver for.
You got Julio Jones.
Yeah, but like this is the thing is like Julio Jones on the Cowboys would probably be wide receiver 4. I would probably put him under Washington. So then he has to play special teams. Julio Jones is not playing special teams. Like that's what like why would he do that? And also he's going to be kind of expensive.
He shouldn't be expensive at this point.
I mean, he'd still be a vet min, which is a lot more expensive than a rookie min.
I do know that's true.
Yeah.
Still think, I don't know, I don't think Julio Jones is done yet.
Well, we will. That's the great part about the NFL. We will find out.
Like, even Green Bay. Like, why wouldn't Green
Bay?
That
one makes sense to me. I see that for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get why you just, what do you got to give him? 1 year,
5,000%. Yeah. Maybe right? Maybe not even.
Like
incentives.
What
put a bunch
fuck?
Of incentives.
1 year, one, and then if he is a fucking Pro Bowler, give him $5 million.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that was the Cowboys. We will do the New York Football Giants tomorrow.
Let's go.
And then we will also have a full MLB slate. We will have TBT, obviously. I assume the WNBA is back, right, Mitt?
Yeah.
No MLS till the weekend.
No MLS till the weekend. I already got my fucking Toronto FC in the Italians.
Same.
I'm all in. I think I'm all in.
Get the ball to the Italians, baby.
All right. Can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We will be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.